Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday, and I am going very early today. Thank you for accommodating the schedule change here. Unfortunately, it will be happening, this chat, prior to today's practice and Matt LaFleur's media availability, so we won't have real updates on any injuries or goings-on at practice, but I have an event in the city later this afternoon. Needed to get this done and dusted prior to leaving. And I didn't want to cancel and have no chat because, you know, that's what we do. We chat with you guys, Packers fans worldwide here at Cheesehead TV, getting ready for a game down in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. And to quote Admiral Akbar, it's a trap. That's right. Trap game, ladies and gentlemen, could very well be a trap game. And I know, I understand Matt LaFleur's insistence that there is no such thing, that he doesn't believe in it, that this is a very real, tough opponent. And he's right, absolutely right, that you have to go 1-0 each week. The league will humble you quick. But this is a game the Packers should win. Now, we've all watched games the Packers should win that they haven't. And this is a game where, yeah, it has a bit of a feel of a trap, where you're looking maybe past this one to the showdown with the Lions next week. And that's a danger. And you can sit there as a coach all week and hammer it home and talk about the game plan, the opponent, and how important it is to lock in, etc. But then human nature can set in. And then, you know, you get that first kind of series or two into the game, and it looks like guys didn't even get off the bus. And all of a sudden you're in a dogfight going down to the fourth quarter wondering how the hell you got here. So here's hoping the Packers do get off the bus, take care of business, treat this like a business trip. Get down there, get out, be 1-0 that week, and then move on to their showdown with the Lions. That is the hope. That is the dream. We will see if that occurs. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see everybody already mixing it up. Again, as I said, thank you so much for hanging out early today. Lunch break with Cheesehead TV. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. That's right. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdraws, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, spend $5 on lineups, and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun at the link in the description of this video. And I hear you out there. Aaron, where is it available? It's available in 43 different states, most importantly, including Wisconsin. I've got my picks in for tonight's game. That's right, big Thursday night showdown out there in LA, the Vikings and the Rams. I got Aaron Jones going less than 71.5 rushing yards. I think he could easily get over that, but I know O'Connell does get pass happy. And he does tend to maybe forget about the running game every once in a while. For Tutu Atwell, he's averaging 66 yards a game. Give me more than 32.5 receiving yards. With Matthew Stafford, I think the Rams are going to have to throw the ball. Give me more than 240.5 passing yards. And finally, this is pretty much the easiest one on offer on Prize Picks tonight. Justin Jefferson, rush and receiving touchdowns more than a half? Yeah. Justin Jefferson just gets in the end zone in any way, and you're in on this. Let's go. Give me that all day long. I've had a couple people already sending me their lineups throughout both the Packers game last week, tonight's game, this weekend's games. Do it, people. Like I said, link in the description of this video. Use code CHTV. Get on board. Have some fun. Hit me up with your lineups. Good to see y'all. How y'all doing today? We got Scott joining us on X. How are you, man? Going down to Jacksonville for the game, I expect those boys to show up and win in an expected fashion. Here's hoping, man. I will say the other component I didn't even talk about there at the start was Florida. Florida has not been kind to the green and gold. No matter what part of Florida they go down to, usually they're in for a dogfight. Sometimes that is because they don't get off the bus. Sometimes that is the opponent just playing above expectation. Who knows why it happens consistently, but it does happen consistently. Packers need to, as I said, get off the bus running, get control of this game early, and never leave it in doubt. Mike, how are you, man? Thanks for checking out the stream on Twitter. Given how many draft picks he's used the past 2 years with a good hit rate, can you see Goot being more willing to part with a day 3 pick or two at the deadline? I mean, it's possible. You know, we've talked a lot about Gutekunst being a bit more ruthless and or active than Ted was during his tenure. I don't know that that speaks to a willingness to move those picks, though. If anything, maybe it means he wants to hold on to them because he has been so effective at finding good, young, cheap talent in the draft. Now, you could make the argument, well, they've kind of ripped that Band-Aid off now these last two seasons. They're starting to grow this group together. At some point, you're going to have to start pruning guys, right? Can you continue through the next 2-3 years to add more and more of those day three types without essentially firing off wasted picks because they're not going to be able to make your roster? I mean, I know that's a very broad generalization, but if you're looking at it as the GM and at some point you're going to have to start deciding who to pay, who allowing who to walk, how do you fill in underneath on the roster? Well, usually that's with good, young, cheap talent. That's it. You get through the draft. Again, I think that speaks more likely to a general manager who will want to hold on to those selections. Now, who knows if there's an apple of his eye out there who he can prize away from another team with a couple of day three picks. Maybe he makes that move. We'll see. It really comes down to his evaluation of the players on offer, right? Early one, Nags. Good for old Robin. Hope you're well, sir. Good to see you, Robin. Yep, nice and early today. Definitely good for those of you on that side of the pond. Thanks for joining me. Always appreciate you hanging out with us, Robin. Scott, Florida was not kind to Rodgers. We love Florida. All right, well, that is one way to look at it. Historically, though, it's just not been great. John Simatovich, what's up, man? Based on your tweet, how did Green Bay kick the hornet's nest? Oh, I'm glad you asked. So this ongoing saga between the Packers and the city of Green Bay regarding the lease negotiations, I won't get too in the weeds here, but when you have a Green Bay City Council who basically, and if you've ever watched Green Bay City Council proceedings, like any of their meetings online via YouTube, which you can do, and I have done because I am a nerd, they don't agree about anything. In fact, they go at each other's throats about most things. Yet yesterday, you had the entire Green Bay City Council of its own volition, not at the behest of the mayor, but on its own, getting up in front of cameras and microphones and saying, this group that always wants to get after it when it comes to anything having to do with the governance of this city, we are unified in our support of the mayor in a public, very public way. That never would have happened if the Packers don't make this a public issue in the first place. They have now not once but twice dragged these lease negotiations into the public eye completely unnecessarily. And I don't understand what the Packers' endgame is. I don't understand what their attempt is here, what they think they're gaining. In fact, after yesterday's press conference by the council, they being the Packers, offered up a proposal which included the escalator, which was the whole initial point of contention, like this past summer, or one of the points of contention. So if it's so easy for you to go back to, oh, yeah, well, we'll just include that, why the hell were you making this all this brouhaha publicly for anyway in the first place? Like, all you've done is generate interest into people diving into the minutiae and saying, now, wait a second, you guys talked for a year, over a year of negotiations where, okay, you've had, you know, your say, they've had their say, blah, blah, blah. And we've come to a consensus somewhat, according to both sides, somewhat of a consensus agreement. Now, Green Bay Packers, since you're the ones who instigated this, why don't you give us your proposal? Why don't the Packers do that? And it doesn't materially reflect what you talked about for over a year. And then when the city calls foul and says, well, this doesn't reflect what we talked about at all, you make it public. You go, oh, the city's not playing ball. We're going to have to stop working on Lambeau Field. What is your end game, Green Bay Packers? Who are you serving with this approach? I have yet to get a decent answer here. And now, did it happen because Mark Murphy was in front of a microphone and he just let it slip the first time at that owner's meeting? I don't think that's the case. But if that is the case, why are you doubling down then with the article on Packers.com a couple weeks ago? Like, just there's no reason for the Packers to have dragged this into the public light in any way, shape, or form. It serves absolutely nothing to their ends. Yet this seems to be their policy. Pardon expression. But I just, that to me is why I'm talking about kicking the hornet's nest. Like, why would you drag this out into the public sphere? I mean, I guess you thought your only recourse was to put public pressure on the mayor, who, by the way, very clearly has the support of everybody behind him, both sides of the aisle, saying, Green Bay Packers, we love you. You're a huge part of the community. But we have a responsibility to the people who live here. That's what I mean by kicking the hornet's nest. It just makes zero sense to me. Marlon, taking us back to football, and I appreciate you. What do you think about looking for a more run-stopping mic and put Quay as a rotational player at will? That way we can keep EW and Coop on the field, free agent or draft. Well, I'm glad you ended that the way you did, because if you're talking about in-season, I don't see anything happening. But this off-season, there's a potential there. I mean, we've talked about this a lot as far as the linebacker group goes. We had a video that we clipped from Packer Transplants a couple weeks ago where Corey and I talked about the fact that, you know, obviously the Packers have done a phenomenal job of overhauling the safety position. Unfortunately, you can't overhaul every single position every single offseason, right? I do think linebacker will be something that they address, trying to look for what you're talking about there. I mean, they're just, you talk about a classic run stuff and slobber knocking Mike linebacker. There really wasn't one on offer in this draft, right? And they did get Edrin Cooper, who can and looks to be a playmaker. But yeah, the classic middle backer, that certainly wasn't what was on offer in the draft this year. And even in free agency, the guys who did sign, there was no way the Packers were paying what those guys ended up getting. So, yeah, do I think they'll look to do something along those lines? I think there's a good possibility. Absolutely. Lewis, thank you for the super chat. Really appreciate you, man. Proud Patreon member, rarely able to make lives or happy hour. Living outside Wisconsin, I have very few people to talk Packers with. You feel like a longtime friend at this point. Thank you for everything you do. I appreciate you. And she said TV. Lewis, that is an incredibly kind sentiment. I appreciate you very much. Thank you for the support. And always happy to be here and talk football with you guys. Thank you so much. Jeezy, baby. Oh, we're inventing a whole new category here. Random almost Packer. Randy Moss and Marshawn Lynch. Very correct. Two almost Packers. You could add Tony Gonzalez to that list as well. What's crazy is that Tony Gonzalez, they literally had a deal in place. Ted thought all they had to do was send in the paperwork. Until Carl Peterson changed it from a third to a second rounder at the very last second. I'll never forget that. Robin, a lot of people worried about Halfley getting unsettled with Saleh coming in. Could have been his idea. These coaches ain't insecure. Yeah, it is funny to watch people jump to that, because that does speak to probably their insecurities. You got to remember, the whole reason Halfley was on Matt's radar in the first place was in part because of Robert Saleh. Saleh had Halfley on staff in San Francisco. Like, it's just funny to me. Like, these guys know each other really well. There is no world where Halfley, you know, sees Saleh come in and goes, oh, gosh, oh, I got to be afraid for my job. Especially since he's working on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, I think to your chat there, I think that speaks more to the people making that statement than it does anything going on the Packers coaching staff. Andres, Rafael, thank you for the support. Appreciate you so much. Marlon, yes, Ray Lewis was almost a Packer too. By, I believe, one spot in the draft. Which is just absolutely crazy to think. We got a lot of Ray Lewis in here. Venom. Nice chat here. This game will tell if we have a Joe Barry situation. Losing games that we could win? Are we confident in the Packers to go get the job done this Sunday? I very much am. I don't think that we're going to see much of anything in regards to looking anything like Joe Barry. But, you know, this is a game, again, as I said at the top, they should absolutely win this one. But that doesn't mean they will. The league, as Matt says, will humble you quick. And if the Packers lose to the Jaguars, yeah, that would be humbling. especially for Packers fans, because you know Bears fans will be all up in your mentions talking about, oh, we went to London and just kicked the Jaguars' ass. What are you guys doing? That won't be fun. That will not be fun. Dean, what's up, man? I'll piggyback what Lewis said. I live in Bears country. There are no Packer fans here. Y'all really are like friends. Thanks for that. Go Pack, go. Dean, happy to oblige. And hey, you're in Chicago. Carry the G beer is now available in the city limits. If you go to the Cheesehead TV website, click the beer tab, put in your zip code on the interactive map. It'll show you where it's available. I know it's available at Will's Northwoods, but it's available a couple other places as well. So if you're in the Chicago area, get yourself some Carry the G. Not interested in this ad, which is a great handle, by the way. Packers have to play up to their standard and not down to the Jaguars. 100%. 1 billion percent. Portmaster, here we go. Thanks for the super chat. Trap games are baloney. All teams are pros. They absolutely are, but they are also human. I can't tell you how many times I've watched in my 51 years on this planet where a team that should absolutely wipe the floor with their opponent is clearly not, quote, mentally into the game within the first 10 minutes of the match. You can tell. You can just tell. No, I'm sorry. It's like momentum. I feel it, therefore it exists. There's no argument for me. Jocelyn, thank you for the super chat. Can't be a trap game if all of Twitter predicts it. Aha. Aha. But, you know, as we all know, nothing we tweet means anything to the people inside the building. All that matters is the players on the field and what they do and how they react. It can be, the whole world can be sitting here saying it's a trap game. Doesn't matter. It's about what the players do. That's 100%. Marlon, Jacksonville plays the most man coverage, blitz the least. Jordan and wide receivers should have a day. I mean, that's what I keep thinking when I watch, especially the last couple games. There is no world, and I think I talked about this with my during my preview with Andy this week. There's no world where this is a defense that's going to fool you, right? Like, they have straight rushes. They have pretty predictable coverages, so they do a bit of dial of coverage, but man, you will be able to find work downfield against this secondary. The picture is pretty clear, you know, pre-post-snap. Jordan should be able to diagnose a lot prior to the you know, snap of the ball, post-snap of the ball. It's not a team that tries to fool you. They just play their stuff. Now, sometimes their stuff is effective, sometimes not. But, yeah, this is a game where the passing game should be able to work, but that doesn't mean you can't run the ball early and often. Porkmaster, thanks again, man. What's more likely, Saleh being hired as admin or Adam Rank picking the Packers to win a game? Oh, that's so good. Guys, I got to admit, I like Adam. I've known him for a bit now, and he's a good dude. He leans into the Packers troll thing, and you guys prop it up for good reason. You're Packers fans. You should. But yeah, of the two, yeah, Saleh being hired as an admin. Because I don't see Adam ever picking the Packers to win. Ever. What else we got here? I was looking for content, just what I need. Here I am. Here I am. Oh, Mr. Mikey Riggs with the Depeche Mode chat. Nags, on Songs of Faith and Devotion, the even number tracks are the best on the album. Strange but true. Wow, that's a bold proclamation when I Feel You is number one. I don't know, man. And isn't One Caress number nine? Not so sure I agree with your police work there. Great album, though. Definitely top two, not two. Early today, Nags. Yeah, Mike, I have an appointment in the city. Speaking of which, I do have to get going. But I cannot thank you guys enough for hanging out early today. I'll be back tomorrow on Friday at the regular time. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.